Cause who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done?
My name is Saretta Wilson, and the name of the part I played in Dad's Army was the Wren. However, it was more important than just being a Wren, because I was indeed Sergeant Wilson's secret daughter. So how I got the part was I worked with John Lemez in my very first TV job, and it was a series where I played his daughter. It was called A Class by Himself, written by now Sir Richard Stilgo, who was also in it. And so we had a lovely time. It was my first job, and he so looked after me, and we became very good friends. And then I got this phone call, probably about a year after, I suspect, something like that. And he said, darling, I've got this script. You know, he was such a gentle man, just like the character he played. I've got this script, darling, and it's got a daughter in it. And so I've told David Croft that I have one. I already have a daughter, and that you could play the part. And I went, well, oh, that's lovely. He said, but I hope you will, because it's only a small part, but it's very important. And so all you have to do is go and have a quick chat with him. If you know, I'd love you to do it. So what a lovely man. What a just simply delightful man. So off I went to meet David Croft, which was, you know, lovely. And basically, he just wanted to see me in person, obviously, you know, before giving me the job. So wasn't I lucky? Very lucky, I'd say. So that's how it happened. Thank you, John. So for my part in Dad's Army, it was filmed live in the studio. We never went to any location, sadly. The episode was called Getting the Bird. So I'll just say that there's a play on the bird part. So initially, it's about Sergeant Wilson. They talk about him going AWOL and being seen with a much younger woman, which is unlike him. And he gets thrown out of where he's living with Pike's mother. And it's all, you know, as they write it, it's very funny. In the meantime, there's a second narrative, which is Walker, who is always buying and selling and black marketing, gets this idea of because he sees a picture of Trafalgar Square in Mannering's office, of getting the pigeons from Trafalgar Square. So off he goes. So that's part of the thing with the birds anyway. So off he goes and somehow steals a load of pigeons. And then it becomes about where the pigeons are. And they find Sergeant Wilson's been out drinking, and he's talking to Mannering in his office. He keeps seeing these birds. So Sergeant Wilson thinks he's going bonkers, whatever. And eventually what they discover is there are these pigeons. And finally, the pigeons are hidden in the organ where they're meeting to have their service. And, oh gosh, I've forgotten his name, is going to play the organ, and all these feathers and, you know, things pile out. But just before that, Sergeant Wilson waits for the Wren. And then we discover, when she says, hello, Daddy, that's his daughter from a past marriage or moment, and that it's a very, having watched it recently again, it's a very tender moment. And I think it was really helpful that John and I already knew each other, because I think you can definitely see the relationship, however, you know, that is acting. However, I just remember it as being so easy and so lovely, because we'd already worked closely together before. So I think it finishes in such a tender way. And then you've got all the feathers and everything coming out. I believe it is Well, in various parts of the internet, it's number three for some people, number seven for others. So I think in the grand scheme of, however, an awful lot of episodes, it's definitely up there as a very lovely, a great episode. And I think wonderful writing. So that's what I think about that. Working with John Lemez and indeed all of them, I suspect he'd already primed them that I was, you know, his had played his daughter. They were all, how can I put it? Now, I think, as I recall, Jimmy, isn't it? Jimmy Beck that played Walker. He used to come and sit by me and just tell me jokes to make me laugh. Laurie, wasn't it? John Laurie. He was really protective. So if Jimmy Beck was around, he would come slide by and just kind of, you know, see that I was okay. And I could barely understand him half the time. I just giggled all the time. And John Lemez, of course, well, he was a delight. You know, he would just come up and say, are you feeling okay? I hope, I'm sorry, it's not a big part and all that. And I'd say, oh, hon, it's just lovely to be here. So it was a very fun, protective time. You know, I was very young and wow, how lucky was that as well? You know, just, I felt very secure and safe with all of them. I didn't feel worried or nervous or anything like that, even though I hadn't done, well, I'd done just that TV series. That's all in TV, but I'd done movies and theatre. But it's a different experience. And especially when you walk into something that's been going for, I think been going for three series, I was in the fourth. So they all, you know, they all knew each other. They, you know, been away on location, having a laugh, you know. So they were very, very kind and very helpful. That is an impossible question. And I'm afraid the only way I can answer this is they're all my favorites. And if I've got to pick a special one, it's got to be the one that John and I had a scene together, because I absolutely adored him. And as you know, we had such a special friendship. And so that's a bit obvious, I know, but if I had to pick, but I wouldn't pick. Do you know, my favorite character from Dad's Army is the butcher, Clive Dunn's character. Honestly, that man was just a comic all round. And in fact, he wasn't much in rehearsals for me because we didn't somehow pass until recording day. But whenever I watch him, I, you know, I see his real ability to make us laugh. And of course, he was a young man playing an old man and he did it brilliantly. So yeah, the butcher, I forget his name as a character, but Clive, what a marvel. Well, that's a very good question. I would have to say, I suppose so. But I am going to check on this because nowadays you don't know, you know, what agreements may or may not have been made. I do get the occasional few pence. Let me just say that because it's so long ago that, you know, there's not much in it. But I am going to check on the sales of the DVD. Yeah, and there's a book as well. So thank you for bringing that up. I'm going to check on it. They didn't seem to write anything further about that character's, you know, my character's mother or anything like that. They didn't engage in that. But I do believe they asked if I was available to do Heidi High. I think they wrote that. Is that right? Yeah, they did. But I was, in fact, employed doing the Borgias for the BBC at the time. So I couldn't, which is kind of sad, but that's the way it goes. Well, not on the set so much, but when it was coming out, my episode, John phoned me up at home and he said, "Darling, listen, are your parents still talking to you?" And I went, Why? What's happened? And he went, have you not seen the newspaper today? I think it was in the Express. I went, no, I don't know. He said, well, maybe it's good if your parents haven't seen it, but it turns out, because it turns out that you're my actual daughter. And I went, oh, I see what you mean. So they'd actually written, I've got it here actually. And what do they say? What's the quote? Let me see if I can read this. American born Soretta is the daughter of actor John LeMessurier. So it's hilarious. So he said, I don't mind. Of course, I don't mind you being my daughter and that they've got it wrong, but your family may find it a little bit insulting. How sweet is that? My parents didn't really mind. I did ring my agent and say, do you know what? Maybe you should look into this. But it did happen more than once because my surname is Wilson and he played Sergeant Wilson. So when I was doing this other TV series with John and we were recording in Longleat, the Marquess of Bath kept saying, you're so lucky to have your real daughter here and playing your daughter. And John was going, no, she's not. So the fact that my surname is Wilson and he played Sergeant Wilson, I think this wasn't the only time that came up. All I remember is of course, Jimmy Beck was very lively. I remember that, you know, always telling jokes and, but I had such a, you know, I think I was so well cared for. And it is a while ago, Andrew, you know, sometimes it's hard to remember everything that went on, but I just had such a wonderful experience. And even watching it recently, I just see how privileged I was to be in such a well-written with, you know, such integrity and amazing, amazing actors, you know, which all these years on is, that's pretty extraordinary, to say. So I'm afraid that is all I've got to say, but they were all brilliant and what a joy it was. It just came into my mind, a funny thing that happened to me. I moved out of London a few years ago and I live in Kent. And there I am walking along the street. Now, bearing in mind, Dad's Army is a long time ago. And then I don't think I look the same. And someone came up to me and said, are you Sergeant Wilson's daughter in Dad's Army? And I went, really? Well, yes, I was. And then again, I joined a choir here in Kent. And the woman sent me a picture and said, here you are in Dad's Army. I went, how do they recognize me? So how wonderful is that? That all these, you know, few decades later, people still, you know, remember, and obviously with a great deal of love that they do that. So, you know what? I'm really proud. They still do. Thank you very much, and lovely to meet you. If you think old England.